$100. Never stop here. You're listening to Green and Growing, hosted by Sparky Pfeiffer and Nathan Marzion.
Yeah, it's not a good sign. Obviously, he, you know, left, came back, had to leave again, and then they rule him out right away. I would expect he at least misses another game, I would think. If it wasn't that serious, I would, you know, you would think that they wouldn't rule him out that quickly, or he would have been able to play at least somewhat. But yeah, I mean, obviously that's the main takeaway here, is like that's going to determine everything, is if he's not good to go, you know, for a while, or if this is some serious injury, this season's pretty much over. Now, if he's okay, then yeah, it's a completely different story and we should be fine. But yeah, I mean, this was a disaster pretty much all throughout. I mean, they lose the game. Giannis gets hurt. Just not good vibes, not fun.
Okay, Bucks win this series regardless if Giannis comes back or not. Let's just start there. Let's stop all this nonsense. Regardless if Giannis plays in this series or not, if he misses the rest of the series and isn't ready until the next series against the Knicks or Cleveland, it's not end of the world stuff. The Bucks should still be able to win this series even without Giannis. Now, hear me out here, okay? So, yes, Tyler Herro is also out, right, with no zone, with a broken hand. I'll be honest. Like, when he went sliding to the floor, I was like, maybe he rolled his wrist or jammed a finger or something. Never in my wildest dreams did I think he broke his hand. Then, when he was sitting there holding his hand in the corner, and then all of a sudden they throw him the ball, he catches it and shoots it right away. I'm like, is he playing possum? Like, is he really hurt, or what the hell is going on? And then he runs down the other side, and he's still holding his hand. Then they get to halftime, and he goes running off, not holding the hand or nothing, just like, no biggie, out he goes. I couldn't figure out what was going on. I did not expect to hear a broken hand. So that's horrible news for the Miami Heat, obviously. But having said that, from the Bucks' perspective, that's one guy that could get hot for Miami, that could carry Miami in a game or two. Absolutely could happen. Tyler Herro is capable of doing that and getting on a roll. So from a Bucks perspective, let's say you don't have Giannis for the rest of the series. I don't think it's end of the world stuff. I think you can still win. If you look at tonight's game, it's an outlier. Like, the odds of this happening several more times in this series is slim to none, probably. Could it happen one more time? Maybe. More than that? I mean, you're saying the Miami Heat are going to shoot 60% from three, and the Bucks are going to shoot, what, less than 25% from three, 30% from three, you know, three, four more times in this series? Like, I don't know, man. I'm not buying that the Heat are going to do 60% from three again. And let's say they shoot, I don't know, 50% from three or 48% from three. This is a game all the way down to the end. Who knows which way this game goes? If they just shoot good instead of, you know, ungodly good, which is what happened in this game.